on Shalom FM.
Some days life feels perfect. Other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing. We can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Broken, live or die. So speak life.
Lovely, lovely day to you all. Welcome, welcome to Shalom FM, your number one Christian station. There's always a way out in Christ Jesus. Now, that was Toby Mac with the song Speak Life. And when he was talking about the song in an interview, this is what he had to say. He says that the song was inspired by what the late Brennan Manning said. And this is what he said. In every encounter, we either give life or drain it. There is no neutral exchange. Speak life to everyone you come in contact with every day, whether in words or the way you look at them or the smile or the acts you do. Speak life. So this is Discussions of Life and so much more with Sir Brian Robert Koga, your number one transformational speaker. Now, today I was prepared to have my guest. Unfortunately, he's not able to make it. So therefore, being prepared always is what you always need to have in your life. You always need to be prepared. There are so many unforeseen circumstances that come. Sometimes we plan certain things, we want things to go a certain way, but life happens. Life is really what happens to us. It's not what happens to us, it's how we respond to it. So recently, I took on a new hobby, and that is basically hiking. So hiking, for those of you who would like to know about it, it's simply going out of your way to go into nature. Either you can climb a mountain, you can go through the park, but it's simply going out of your way to move yourself from a certain space so that you can experience another scenario or another environment. Because what it does to you is it helps you. You see, now we live in a four-walled box. We are in our homes, we're in our businesses, our companies, to the point that we actually don't experience what God has created. God has created a beautiful world out there, and we don't actually get to experience it. We think that we're going to experience after we retire, after we've worked, after we've gotten certain incomes, but yet tomorrow is not guaranteed. So make the time to get into nature. Make the time to create hobbies, to do things that you love, to experience life in different forms and ways, to go places, because in it you have your mind expanded. You need to move away sometimes from thinking about the same thing, from looking at the same things that you always see. Sometimes you can never really see the true worthiness of the picture while you're in the frame. You have to move yourself out of the frame. So I started hiking, and I was invited by one of my friends who said, Brian, I know you into running, you into fitness and exercise, but I think you should try hiking. Hiking allows you to experience another dimension of the universe, of what actually God has created. And there are so many lessons that I got as I started. So the one thing that that is quite important, if you decide to say you're going hiking, you have to decide which mountain you're going to climb. There are so many mountains in this life, but you can only climb one mountain at a time. Now, what does that mean to us? It simply means that at any point in time, you have only one life to live. So therefore, you need to actually make the time to use the little time that you have. That time you have on earth, it is a gift. Every day is a present. You've been given another chance to be better than you were yesterday. to experience, to be more loving, more kind, to have more unity with those around you, and even to do so much in this world. So you have to decide. It's your life. It's your gift. It doesn't matter how you start off or how you came into this world, but now that you are in this world, you actually need to live your life to the fullest. John 10 verse 10, the Bible says that the thief comes to steal, kill and destroy. He kills our time, he steals our time, he wastes our life by distracting us for us to live in the past, or either for us to constantly be worried about the future, yet we don't actually get to experience what we have. Someone said that you need to count your blessings, name them one by one, and that's in that you'll be able to see that you have so much to be grateful for. So when you decide to go hiking, you decide on a mountain, what it means is you have to have an objective to say, okay, my life, what do I want out of my life? What do I want to achieve? Where do I want to, what places do I want to go? Because you cannot live haphazardly and expect to get to a certain destination. So you have to make up your mind. Make up your mind. God wants us to really come to make a decision to say, if I am for God, let me be for God. If I am for everything else, let me be for everything else. Jesus says, I stand at the door and knock. Open the door for him. So you have to make a decisive decision to say, I want to have God in my life, and I want God's will be done in my life. I want God to help me in all that I do. There is something that I read recently, and it says, when the Lord does not move the mountains, he will give you the strength to climb. God has given you life, and in this life you're going to experience valleys and mountains, you're going to go through the rivers, you're going to go through different places. But if God allows something to come upon you, he is faithful. The Bible says he is faithful. He won't let anything above and beyond you come upon you. But with every trial, tribulation, temptation and challenge, whatever it is, God will make a way, and he will give you the strength to conquer it. So when you decide to go hiking, when you decide on a mountain that you're going to go for, then you have to ask God to give you the strength, to give you the wisdom. He says, if there be any who lacks wisdom, I will give him if he asks. So all we need to do is to ask. So when you decide on that mountain, so what happens is, when you decide on a mountain, the next thing is you actually have to be able to decide how far is it from where you are, what resources you need for you to be able to drive from one place to the next. Not just that, you see, most of us, we live our lives with actually no plan whatsoever. Without a plan, imagine this for a second. If you decide you want a house, and you don't actually have a plan on paper, you don't actually take the necessary steps to say, okay, we're going to build a house. The Bible in Luke 14 verse 28 has this to say. Suppose if of you wants to build a house or a tower, won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? This is one of the most important things that we ought to do in our lives, to actually sit down to decide what we want to achieve, to decide what destination we want to reach. And when we have done so, we have to come up with a plan. We have to plan. Psalms 20 verse 4 says, may he give you the desire of your heart. God is willing to give you the desires of your heart. But if you go on further with the same verse, it says, and make all your plans succeed. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. So the reason most of us don't actually get what we desire in this life is simply because we don't have a plan to say how we're going to go about attaining that. I cannot sit in my house and expect a pizza to fall out of heaven and for me to enjoy that pizza. If I have a desire to eat a pizza or whatever you want to eat, you actually have to come up with a plan. Are you going to the shop to buy it? Do you have enough money to buy it? Are you going to order it so that it is delivered? Are you going to get into the kitchen and start making it? So there is a planning process that goes through even your day. when you wake up in the morning, actually know how you want your day to go and set yourself to say, today this is what I want to achieve and this is how I'm going to go about it. It may not necessarily go according to your plan, but you having that focus for wherever your attention, your focus goes, so there goes your energy. But the reason why most of our energy is scattered and wasted is simply because there is no focus. So we're simply being busy, but actually not producing any results whatsoever. So when you decide to go hiking, to go on a mountain climbing expedition, you have to know exactly which mountain you're going to go. And the thing is, you don't go to climb the highest mountain when you've not conquered the little ones. You have to really discipline yourself. Habits. When you talk of success in this world, those who are making it and those who make it are simply people who have developed the habit to be successful in the little things. Once you master the small things, the big things becomes easy for you. Rome was never built in a day. It was brick by brick. But as they were building, every brick had to be made in a perfect way, and it was put one after the other. Even in life, you cannot simply have, I'm not saying that you don't need to have big dreams. You actually need to have big dreams, because if your dreams are small, you will not produce the necessary resources, the necessary energy, the necessary willpower for you to go them. So you need to have big dreams, but you actually need to have steps of how to attain them. It's like when you decide to partake on a journey, you put in the final destination on the map, and the map on Google Maps or whatever app you use to direct yourself from where you are, it will tell you exactly the distance. And in telling you the distance, you're able to judge, and you're able to buy enough fuel, you're able to have enough. Are you going on a long journey that will need you to sleep over? You obviously prepare, have the blankets, you obviously have whatever, you have food. If it's a small distance, you don't necessarily need to carry so much. So what it means is, if you decide you want to go for big dreams, then you have to develop the biggest capacity mentally to say, okay, I'll do whatever it takes for me to get to where I want to go. Now, anything is possible. If others have done it, then it means you can do it. So what happens with mountains, with hiking, is as you decide on a mountain, there are so many, now that we have technology, there are so many apps that will tell you the routes as you climb the mountain, to say which route is easy, which route is hard. So therefore, you can actually choose. Now, there are predecessors who have gone before us, who have set trails along the hike so that you can easily find your way. So you have to look at those people who have gone before you. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 33, the Bible talks about people who went through different races, different challenges, different mountains in their life. And this is what it has to say. Through faith, they conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the powers of fire, escaped the edge of sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war. They let go of their weaknesses, putting the enemies to flight. What it means is, they decided that they wanted to partake on a particular mission, a particular expedition. They decided to live their lives a certain way with an objective. They had different objectives, and as they were doing so, though some of them were weak, but they found the strength in what they were doing. When you have direction, when you have a sense of where you want to go, you will not fall in the wrong section. Successful people, they have direction. They know exactly where they're going. They have intention. They know exactly what they want, why they want it, and that is why they develop the willpower to go for it, irregardless of how many times they fall. The reason why we quit on our journey halfway, when you begin to climb a mountain and you quit on climbing that mountain, simply because your desire for the attainment of the highest peak in that mountain was not big enough. you have to want something so bad enough that even your feelings, you begin to, your mentality or your mindset has to be stronger than the way you feel. So irregardless of how you feel terrible, you feel exhausted, but you tell yourself, one more step, I'm going to make it. You tell yourself, yes, I failed, I've fallen this many times, but I'm not going to give up because I know exactly what I want. I know exactly why I want it, and I'm going to go for it. And God will give you the strength and will help you. There is always a way out in Christ Jesus. Now, when you decide on a mountain, when you decide to say, this is what my life is going to be, this is what I want to achieve, and this is what I'm going for, you can actually look at those who have gone before you and see how they attained their mountain peak, and then you can go the same way. You can go the same way, or you can make your own path to wherever you want to go. But as you make your own path, you have signposts along the way to show you that you're still moving in the right direction. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible says that, therefore, since we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely to us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. I will read it again for you. Therefore, since we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, our bishop always talks about whatever you're trying to achieve now, there are people who have achieved it 7 times and more. So what you need to do is to find out how they did it, how they went about attaining the glory that you seek, and then apply the same principles, apply the lessons. You do not necessarily need to make the same mistakes that they made, but you can actually learn from them. And you can actually do better than they have done, because already what they do is they give you success always leaves footsteps. So all you need to do is to just follow the footsteps. It is the same thing when you're going hiking. All you need to do is to follow the trail that has already been made. You don't need to go through the thorns. You don't need to go through the bushes. You don't need to go through whatever is in that jungle or that forest, because someone already has made a pathway for you. They've made it easy for you. The Bible says that we are encompassed, or we are surrounded by people who have done it already. In this world, if you look around you, there's success all over. Just find out to say how they did it and attain it. How do they attain that? And apply the same principles. Don't search after the glory of men, but simply search after his story. For in his story, you'll be able to learn and you'll be able to apply the same principles and attain your own glory. Most of us are uniquely born, but we die as miserable copies. So as you begin the long climb in your journey, in your mountain, I want to tell you that anything is possible. You can do it. Those in the past have achieved and they've done so. They were human like us. They are human like us. The same oxygen that we breathe, the same 24 hours in a day that you have, that we have, it's what they used. So it doesn't matter how you start off. Some of them started off in far worse circumstances than where you're starting off. But it's not about where you're starting off, but it's about starting. You have to be willing to start, and you have to be willing to push yourself. You have to say, okay, I'm going to move myself out of my comfort zone. Going hiking is moving yourself from the comfort of your couch, your sofa, or your home to go into nature. So it's a decisive decision to say, I will not accept my situation as is, but I'll go out of my way to experience a better life, to experience a better alternative to the way that I live my life. Because if you see how God works in our lives, God sometimes has to move us from where we are, simply because where we are is only good enough for now. But God has to change us, transform us. He wants us to grow. But a seed will never grow if not planted in the ground. You have to be planted. You have to be planted. So therefore, when you go hiking, you look at the trails as you're climbing the trails. One thing that I learned about hiking is You meet so many people going up the mountain or coming down. But you don't need to see. If you see some people going down and you've not reached your own peak, you don't need to turn back and to come down with them. If you see other people running up the mountain, you don't need to begin to run with them. You don't know how fit they are. You don't know how fit you are. It's your own journey. What it means is you are, as a personal, you are on your own. In your, as much as you are in a collective unit, you are on your own. And you have to push yourself. You have to move yourself. Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, he says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Paul was part of the early Christian church. He was actually part of the disciples who started on this journey. But on this journey, he came to the conclusion that I have fought the fight. I have fought the good fight, as much as they were fighting together. But it was Paul who had to keep on pushing himself, telling himself that I have to do it. I have to do the work that God gave me. I have to push myself. I have to keep improving and keep learning. I have to keep going about preaching the gospel. He said, I have fought the good fight. So as you are in this life, you are on your own journey. So irregardless of how everybody else is moving around you, you have to focus on yourself. Yes, you can look at those around you and see how they're doing, but don't be an imitator. Be original, because God created you unique. God put something in you that no one else has, that the world desperately needs. David says in Psalms 139, verse 14, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. Many in this world are trying to copy the others or those around them. But what happens is when you copy or imitate someone else, you do injustice to the world, for the world does not get to know who you are as a person. Be authentic. Be happy with who you are and what God has given in you, and ask God to help you. We may not necessarily all know exactly our purpose on this earth, but we have to question ourselves to say, God, what do you intend for my life? What must I achieve? Which mountains should I go for? And as you begin to climb that mountain, you see that you have the capacity and capability of climbing all the way to the top. So, Paul talks about fighting the good fight, finishing the race. The race is, you are on your own race, and you have to be willing to go all the way. And when we read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it talks about laying aside every weight and sin which clings so closely to you. Now, this is one of the most important things when you decide to go hiking. You do not carry your television set. You do not carry your couch. You do not carry so much. What you simply do is you carry the essentials that you need for your journey. What it means is anything that you cannot use on the hike, you do not carry it. You simply carry, let's say for example, you carry your water, because obviously you're going to get dehydrated. You're going to need water. You carry snacks. You carry food. You don't carry blankets unless you're going for an overnight hike that you want to cover yourself when you sleep in the night to rest. You don't carry a teapot to say we're going to stop and make a teapot. You can carry a flask with your coffee to say I'm going to take a break and drink my coffee. But you don't actually carry so much. You only carry what you need. The reason why some of us are not moving as we should is simply because we are carrying so many things from our past. We always carry our past into our present. But carrying our past does not mean that you carry every burden, every worry, every fear, every failure, every disappointment. You keep carrying it to say, because you have failed, you label yourself as a failure. No, you may have failed once, but it doesn't mean you're a failure. It simply means that you went about trying to achieve things in a wrong way. So what you carry is the lesson to say, last time I did it this way and I failed. So therefore, moving forward, this is how I'm going to do it. So you don't necessarily need to carry all the burdens of our past. One thing that I've learned about life is many people, they keep stabbing themselves with the past hurts. Listen, I understand that in this world there is evil. In this world there is injustice. But you carrying the injustice of the past only brings about it to the present. I'm not saying that things, bad things have not happened to you, but I'm saying that you do not need to dwell on it, for God will make all things beautiful in their season. Listen, all you need to do is to say, accept it, to say, yes, that was me in the past. You don't need to live on the guilty of the sins of the past, and that guilty will stop you from actually experiencing what God has for you today. And some of us are carrying the future. We're carrying worries about the future. Listen, the future is in God's hands. It's not in your hands. You can only prepare for the future and surrender your plans and surrender your dreams and hopes to God and take the necessary steps. But you cannot do anything about it. So instead of you simply being worried about the future that is not guaranteed that it's going to happen in that way, you need to accept that God will see you through and God will help you. And you need to take account. When you go hiking, one thing that you do is you don't need to worry about what you left at home. You don't need to worry about what you see when you get back home. You need to take a pause and to look at the beauty that surrounds you. In nature, you see that life is constantly evolving and changing. For example, the same lion that feeds on a lamb will soon become the same soil. What do I mean by that? A lion eats a lamb. A lamb eats grass. And grass grass comes from the ground. But at some point in time, a lion will die and to decompose. And it will dust to dust, it will return. And that same lion will soon be soil. And that same soil will soon grow grass. And that grass will grow a lamb. And that lamb might be eaten by a lion. I'm just saying that life is a constant cycle. Things are always changing. So where you are is not permanently where you're going to be. But life will change. Life will happen to you. Now, I talked about laying aside every weight and every sin that easily besets us or that stops us. God wants us to be better and to do better. And God says in Isaiah, "Come unto me, irregardless whether your sins be red like scarlet, they shall be made as white as snow." I don't know what hurts you have had in the past, but God says, "Cast all your cares, for I care for you." There's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. I think it is in Matthew chapter 6. I think verse 33, if I'm not mistaken. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavily laden, and I'll give you rest." God wants to give you rest. One thing that I've learned about hiking is at some point in time, you get exhausted as you're climbing your mountain. You can actually stand aside and sit on the grass, have a bit of water. David says in Psalms 23, "He lays me beside the still waters. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." One thing that is important when you go about hiking, especially when you're going to places that you've never gone, is you need a shepherd, one who lead the way, and one who will show you, he will help you, he will guide you in the best way to go about it. And God has given us his word. David says, "I have hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin against you." If we have a map, it will help us along the path of life. It will help us on our journey. So we need to lay down every weight, every sin, everything not necessary to move us towards our future. Some of us, it may necessarily mean letting go of some people who are not moving us forward. I think this is one of the most important things, that we have to separate ourselves from those who are going backwards so that we can move forward. It does not help you holding on to the past when the present is occurring and the future, when the future is coming. So you have to move yourself. You have to lay aside every weight that keeps you from moving, everything that is not necessary or that is not helping you on your journey. You have to lay it aside. You have to lay it aside, every weight and every sin which clings to you closely. And you have to run your race with endurance. The race that is set before us, before you. There is a journey that is set before you. It may not necessarily be easy, but if you decide you're going to go all the way, it does not matter how long you take. One thing that I learned as we were hiking is, as you walk in a group, not all of us are fit like everybody else. It doesn't mean that I need to walk according to the pace of those who have done mountain hiking so many years. I can do it at my own pace. And as I do it at my own pace, irregardless of how long it takes me, I have to get to my own mountain peak. And definitely you will. And when you get to the mountain peak, irregardless of how long it took you and how you felt along the path, one thing that you're going to realize is it was worth it. All the pain that you have suffered, you'll see that it was worth it. I remember, I think it's a song, one of the songs that Jesus, because he holds the future, I can face tomorrow. It talks about how sweet it is to hold a newborn baby. But when you hold that baby, that 9 months of being, of carrying that baby in your womb, or of pain, the pains and all, you see that while you're holding that baby, it was all worth it. So I'm saying to you that irregardless of how you feel today, the pain, though you're weary, he will give you strength. He said, let those who wait upon him, they will have their strength renewed. And they will mount up like eagles. They shall run and they shall not grow weary. It's not by might or by power, but it is by the Spirit of God. So any mountain can be climbed. It can actually attain so much. You don't know what you're able to do unless you try. So give yourself a chance. Give yourself an opportunity to run the race. And one thing that I said, I think in our previous show, in one of the shows that we have, I talked about, imagine for a second, you're on the starting line of a race and the gun goes, when the marks get set, go, and you start running. But as you're running, you realize that you don't know what the finish line is. You don't know how long the distance is or the journey is. You simply, do you think that you enjoy that race? You have to know what race you're running. You have to know where you want to go, which mountain you're going to climb, and you have to be adequately prepared. Success is really when opportunity meets preparation. You can never, never access a place where you have not actually moved to. What do I mean? If you decide right now to say, I want to go to China, you will never be in China unless you've actually made the mind, you've actually came and made it in your mind to say, I want to go to China. And if you actually checked how much is it to China, how must I get there, and you move yourself from where you are and you see yourself in China. So anything is really possible. So one thing about it is, those who made it had faith. I remember we read earlier on where it says, through faith, they conquered kingdoms. They enforced justice. They obtained promises. It was only through faith. And what is faith? Faith in Hebrews 11 verse 1. Talks about being the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that we do not see. What does it mean? Let me break it down. Let me break it down for you. Faith is like this. It's like if you have noticed in kindergarten or in creches or in primary school, they give you clay. What that clay, with that clay you can mold it into a cow, you can mold it into a, anything that you want. So that clay is the substance that you need for you to be able to make something out of it. So what it means is the faith that you have to say something is possible is only, it may necessarily only be what you have, but because you have that, it becomes your starting point for you to be able to attain what you need. And God needs you to have that faith, because God cannot work with nothing. Everything that God has done to this point in our lives is God began with something. When you talk of creation, Genesis 1 verse 1, it talks about in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the Bible says that the earth was without form and void, and darkness was covering the earth, and the waters, and the Spirit of God hovered around the earth. And God said, let there be light, and behold, there was light. And he separated the waters, others on top of the land and others under it. He separated the land, and he said unto the sea, let the sea bear animals after its own kind. And he said to the land, let the land bear animals after itself. And he said to the air, let the air bear birds, let those animals that fly within the air, they came about from the air. And when it came to creating man, man which he made in his own image, the Bible talks about God coming down to earth and taking the dust of the ground, sculpturing and making man. And after he had done so, man was not, it was just a statue, and God actually breathed the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul, which means that God had to make use of the resources that were available. And the Bible talks about everything that has been brought about on this earth has the seed to reproduce itself. An apple tree, an apple in itself, in an apple is an apple tree, in a bed is another bed, in a human being is a child, both male and female. Only there are certain things that are supposed to happen for it to be able to bring about a baby or a child. So therefore, God wants to have something to work with. So only if you only have faith. Faith is believing that whatever you want to achieve is possible. If only you have that. If you go to certain places, when you pitch your business plan, sometimes you don't have all the resources that you need, but you only have a dream and you only have an earnest desire to have it accomplished. People who invest in your business, they don't know you, they don't know what you've done, but they see it. They see what you want to achieve, and they see the hunger and the earnest desire to achieve it, and they're willing to put their resources in it. So God is like that. He needs to see your faith. Jesus, when he came to healing, every healing in the Bible that Jesus or the disciples or God had to do, it had to come from a place of faith. Every miracle had to have, there had to be an aspect of faith in it. So we really need to have faith. Someone once said that faith can be acronymized as follows. F-A-I-T-H. It means forsaking. O, I for I. Forsaking everything else. Forsaking that and only looking to God. Forsaking everything else and only leaning on hope. Faith means F for forsaking, A for allowing God to work in your life, I for saying leaving everything else, and T for trusting in the hope, H for hope, that hope that you have. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You may not necessarily see it now. You may not necessarily see the mountain peak as you're climbing on that mountain, but faith is knowing that you're going to get to the top if you don't give up, and you should not give up. So you have to go for it, and God already has placed everything that you need for you to be able to reach your peak. God talks about everything that we need pertaining to life. God has given us, and so much more. We are able to achieve or to reach any goal. Now, one thing that we, when we read Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1, the Bible says that looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. God, Jesus Christ, has been example. He came and lived his life an example. When he came into this world, he came with a mission and an objective, irregardless of what he suffered along the way, but he was not moved from what he had intended. He knew exactly that he came for the salvation of men. So that is why the Bible says that let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus. He was focused. He never gave up along the journey. And Philippians 1 verse 6 says, being confident of this very thing, that we which has begun a good work in you will perfect it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perfect it unto the day of Jesus Christ. God gives you a dream. He gives you desires. God is not like man that just gives you things and leaves you as is and then comes back to say and looks at you and say you have failed. When God gives you something, he is there to help you attain it. He is there to help you along the journey. God is different from men who disappoint you. God will turn your disappointments into divine appointments. He will help you. He will make everything, though good or bad, he will make it all work out for your good. In Shalom FM, our motto is, there's always a way out in Christ Jesus. So the other day, something happened. As we were climbing the mountain, we noticed a helicopter coming up the mountain. And then when we stopped, we realized that someone had had an accident in that mountain. So a helicopter was coming to take them so that they could move them out or move them down. So therefore, what it means is, irregardless of how high they were or where they were, but there is someone who will come and help you as wherever you are. It doesn't matter where you are. In Cape Town, they have an emergency number. When you go to hiking, when you go, they have an emergency number and they have ways and means to locate you where you are. That is why even God says, when men sinned in Genesis, God came looking for Adam and Eve. He came looking for them. The thing about God is, God did not wait for men to become perfect, but God loved us as we are. While we were yet in darkness, God loved us. While we were yet in sin, God loved us. And he sent his only begotten Son to die on the cross for us, that through him we might have life and have eternal life. So God is ready and waiting to help you as you go about your mountain, as you go about your life journey. If you see yourself struggling and failing, there is one who you can call. In Jeremiah 33 verse 3, the Bible says, call unto me and I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou hast not known. There are things that we have not known about God, but we may never know and experience them unless we call him. There are certain miracles or there are certain places that we'll never reach until we ask God to take us there. God is willing to take you so far, but you have to believe in yourself and you have to believe in what God has put within you. This is the motivational drive, but we need to ask ourselves that. We need to move from a point of just motivation to having our lives transformed. What does it mean to have your life transformed? It means that at some point in time, a caterpillar will decide, I'm tired of being a caterpillar. I'm going to break out of a shell and I'm going to become a butterfly. be not satisfied with who you are. The reason why nowadays is the reason why we have a powerless Christianity or a powerless church is simply because you have been the same person that you were since you received Christ Jesus. But the Bible talks about growth, and how does one grow? One grows by study, by spending so much time with God. That's how you grow. So you become transformed by the renewal, by the use of the word of God. You'll be transformed. Paul was simply changed, but he kept on reading. He kept on praying. He says, I succumb my body, not to what it wants, but to what the Spirit of God wants, so that I can lay aside every sin, so that I can be changed from glory to glory. You can be changed, but you actually have to put in the work. You have to put in the work in yourself. What it means is, any mountain can be climbed, but you have to take the necessary steps. What are the steps for your recap? The steps are deciding which mountain you're going to climb first. And then you decide which route you're going to take. And then you decide what exactly you're going to carry. And then you decide what you're going to leave. You don't carry everything that is not necessary for your journey. When you get in an exam, they simply ask you to come with a pen, a ruler, or a calculator. You don't bring your books. You don't bring so much, because they believe that everything else that you've studied is now in your head. So what you need to do is now to offload the information from your head to the paper. And then at the end of the day, they'll give you a grade. But what really is in your head? That is the question that I have for you. Have you worked on your mind? Have you worked on yourself? Climbing mountain. One thing that I learned about hiking is, it develops your physical capability and capacity. You see, when you begin climbing, when you start with the small mountains, you develop strength within your core muscles, within the legs, such that the next time you go climbing, it won't be as hard as it was the first time that you did it. So I'm saying to you that you partaking on this journey of life means developing strength time and time again. Master the little things so that the bigger things in your life will become easy. This is why when you start off even as a baby, you start not by walking or running. You start by crawling. And as you begin crawling, you develop the muscles within your legs to push yourself and use your hands to support yourself. And at some point in time, you begin to stand. But you don't stand on your own. You stand holding on to a chair or to a table or to an adult. If you've seen babies, that is simply how they develop. And then at some point in time, they'll begin to walk. They'll walk one, two steps and they'll fall down. But they don't stay down. They stand again and they begin to try again. And we clap hands for them. The first walk, we are so happy when the baby takes this first walk, and sooner or later they develop the strength enough to be able to walk on their own. But even as babies, when they walk on their own, at some point in time they'll get tired and they'll ask mommy, daddy, uncle, whoever you are, please carry me. And then at some point in time, we are no longer carrying them. They can walk the whole journey. What it means is they're developing strength, they're growing. So even in your life, you develop physically, you develop emotionally, you develop spiritually, you develop intellectually, you develop financially. So development covers every aspect of life. So this is one thing that I learned as I was going about hiking, to say that you can actually develop the capacity to be more emotional intelligent. What it means is you no longer get to a point where you're run by your emotions, but you begin to tell yourself, yes, someone stepped on your foot, but they stepped on your foot a long time ago. You don't need to have your day messed up simply because of that. But you can decide to say, okay, they stepped on my foot, they apologized or they did not, but let me go on my journey, rather than to hold on. That is emotional intelligence. And then I talked about having your mentality or your mental state stronger, so strong that even irregardless of how you feel, you still push your body. Our body is an amazing instrument or an amazing creation. it can do so much. I've seen that some places, some mountains you climb for 2 hours, some you climb for 6 hours. But at the end of the day, when I come down that mountain or come to the next one, I ask myself, I never knew I could do it. But you can do it, so you don't know what you can do unless you give it a try. This was Discussions of Life and So Much More with Sir Brian on your number one transformational speaker. As I come to the end of this show, I want to urge you on your journey to say it is your journey. Life is a gift. Embrace it. Enjoy it. Savor it. And live every moment to the fullest. Don't be afraid to try. Don't be afraid to go where others have gone or where others have not gone. Go and make a trail where others have not gone and let others follow you. Leave marks. Help those who are behind you. Look at those who have gone before you and see how they attain their own success and attain the same principles. And then remember to lay aside every weight, every sin, everything that easily besets you or stops you from being able to move as fast as you need, or anything that is holding you back. Let go of the past. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavily laden. He will give you rest. He will give you peace, peace that surpasses all understanding. And he will give you strength. You are able to do far more exceedingly abundantly above whatever you think you can. Simply align yourself to God's will." Now, as I come to the end of the show, there is a verse that I want to read for you. It says, Psalms 20 verse 4, "May he give you the desire of your heart, and may he make all your plans succeed." Sometimes God does not move the mountain, but he will give you the strength for you to be able to conquer your mountain. And Philippians 1 verse 6, remember, being confident in this very thing, God who has begun a good work in you will bring it into fulfillment. God does not begin a journey that he does not finish. He is the author and the finisher. So whatever you start and you want to finish it with God. Surrender it all to God. Commit all your plans to God and he will help you. He will establish you. May the Lord really bless you and may the Lord keep you. May he sustain you. May he make all your desires come true. Remember, at Shalom FM, our motto is there's always a way out in Christ Jesus. For your comments, for prayer requests, for testimonies, or whatever it may be, get in touch with us. The email is info@shalomfm.org. And on all social media platforms, you can look for Shalom number one. The WhatsApp number is +27 81 026 9868. And this is your favorite transformational speaker. Remember, you make a difference. Make a difference in people's lives. Speak life by what you, by the words you speak, by what you do. And the Lord will bless you and help you. May you have a blessed day further.
Serving the body of Christ. You are listening to Shalom FM, Cape Town, where listening gives hope. We are Shalom FM, Cape Town, your local community radio station. Remember, there's always a way out in Christ.